Now, my next guest, he's been on the program before, and in fact, as I sit at the top of the show, I've been on his program, so we've exchanged pleasantries. He's a very special man, not only because he loves the outdoors, he has this innate passion for it. He is absolutely in love with anything outdoors, but fishing in particular. And now I found out something that I did not know about him. He also loves carp fishing and has been doing so for the last 20 years. The host of Bluefish Radio, Lawrence Gunther, on the line. Good morning, Lawrence.
Good morning to you, sir.
How are you, buddy?
I'm doing well, man. I'm doing well. How about you?
Good. I mean, I would prefer if things were a little more seasonal. This month of May has been a little bit damp and cold and otherwise, because you know what I do for a living, right? I have to spend the whole, from here until September in the outdoors, which I love to do, but it certainly is much nicer when it's warm and dry and all that good stuff. So that's a long, long way of saying I'm okay, but...
I hear you, man. I hear you.
But yeah, we're getting ready to go. I'm all pumped. Our first long road trip comes up at the end of the month, so we'll be heading into the bowels of Northern Ontario and doing our stuff for the Fishing Canada show. It's a great time of year. Who wouldn't be thrilled this time of year? So
I'm anxious to get going myself. I mean, it's I've had a few starts, you know, to the season, but oh, there's so much more to do.
Now, I said it at the top of the hour, and let me just, Lawrence, if you don't mind, just remind folks about what you do and who you are. That's probably the most important thing. I said you're one of the most passionate people I know in terms of the outdoors. You love it. You love fishing. You love everything to do with outside. But one thing that I don't think, you know, I say it often enough, and I mean this with all due respect and love, what I really admire about you is that you do all those things and you love all those same things that I do. The biggest difference is that I have my sight and you don't. And sometimes I forget that because you make it so easy for everybody around you to forget that. And it's worth noting, man. It's just worth noting.
Well, you know what, Angelo? Every so often, like I'd say most days, I forget too, right? Like, honest to God, I can go through a whole day and not even remember that I'm blind, like totally blind now. And I've been totally blind for maybe 6-7 years. I've been blind, legally blind since age 8. But honestly, I don't think about it. Like, I there's so many things I can do that I've created and participate in that I can do fully and actively. And I have great friends and great sponsors, you know, backing me up. So, yeah, no, I'm super blessed in so many ways. I just can't see the candy on the, you know, on the docks and trees and stuff. But whatever, it's all good. It's all good. I'm feeling the bite.
You know what? A lot of people will agree. You know, one of the things that you really do well in fishing, and that is you feel that bite because your sensitivity factor is through the roof. And most anglers envy that, right? I mean, most of us, that's what we work all of our lives to do is get that touch. And you got that touch, man.
Hours and hours of using a white cane. You know, really, a white cane and a fishing rod, they're almost identical, right? They're just graphite sticks that you use for sensing and feeling, and that's what you're doing most of the time with a fishing rod.
Sure. I agree. Now, also something that people need to be made aware of is you don't only fish and enjoy the outdoors. You also compete in tournaments, which blows my mind. But you also love the camp in the backcountry. You whitewater canoe. You run around on kayaks. I mean, is there anything that has limited you? Is there anything that you wake up in the morning and say, man, I just wish I could do X?
I wish I had a self-driving truck to take me and my boat to the lake so my self-driving boat could take me fishing. It's coming.
That's true.
It's coming.
Yeah, that's true, man. That is. That's absolutely. Isn't that funny? Yeah. We take stuff like that for granted, don't we?
It's just getting to the water's edge. Like, I don't live on the water. I live in the city. I'm very, you know, 3 blocks from the Rideau River, maybe a 10-minute walk to the Ottawa River. So there's carp, there's catfish, there's, you know, all sorts of fish to be caught for sure. And, you know, and there's so many other lakes and rivers around me within an hour's drive that are just fantastic for every possible species of fish. I'm really blessed. I got great friends, got some great fishing clubs. walleye club, bass club, muskie club, you name it, you know, and you get involved with these clubs. And it's just a great way to get into the outdoors with a good group of people. You all have a similar passion, and it's just a lot of fun.
Why did I not know that you loved carp fishing?
I have no idea. Like, I put up a carp fishing website years ago when carp fishing was super hot in Ontario. It was just taking off. A lot of Brits were coming over. It's OntarioCarpFishing.com. Just lots of tips there on how to catch carp. And I really got into it like 12, 13 years ago, really got into it. And I still love carp fishing. I love them. They're huge. They're enormously tough fighters. They have no teeth. They have no spines on their fins. Yep. So they're amazing to handle. And, yep. You know, as big and powerful as they are, once you get them in the net, they're quite docile.
Yeah, they are. And they're just to me, they're the ultimate game fish. I know they're not classified as a game fish in this part of the world, but to me, they're an up and comer. And we're doing all we can to shine the light on the much maligned carp for sure. Lawrence, can I ask you to sit tight for 1 minute? I got to take a quick break and I got so many more things I have to ask you. So bear with us for 1 second. Well, it's a little more than 1 second. Let's call it a minute and a half. How's that? More journal after this, let your deer go away.
Son, Roller Martin here, TV show host and bass tournament winner. You know, when I travel, I'm constantly asked about my biggest fish I've ever caught. Well, my biggest fish was an 875-pound bluefin tuna caught with none other than Angelo Viola in Nova Scotia just a couple years ago.
You got him, buddy!
Now, you listen to Angelo on the Outdoor Journal radio show on Sportsnet 590, The Fan. He'll put you on where to go and how to catch your biggest fish ever.
Welcome back to the program, Outdoor Journal on Sportsnet 590, The Fan. I'm Angelo Viola. He is Stephen Labadie, and we have Derek Brandeo at the controls. So far, so good, Derek. No crashes that I'm aware of. considering you're flying solo today, it's incredible. On the line with us, a very special friend of mine. He was technically blind at the age of 8, and with continued deterioration to his eyesight, he has been legally blind for the past 6 or 7 years. He uses a guide dog regularly, but also has done some amazing things aside from pursuing fish and all good things outdoors. He also stayed in school and completed his master's degree in environmental studies. But like I said, he's more, I think, well known for his ability to set the hook on a fishing rod, because this guy's got a fishing touch like nobody else. He competes in tournaments, which blows my mind. I said before, he camps in the outback, he whitewater canoes and kayaks, and just a great all-around sportsman. And still online with me is Lawrence Gunther. The other thing I got to mention is that he started his own radio network, and it's called a Bluefish Radio. How's that going, my friend?
You know what? I never look at the numbers because I don't want to get distracted from the mission, right? I know what I want to do, and I know what I'm doing. People enjoy it. So that's all I need to know. But I think we found out recently that we're one of the top 30 fishing podcasts now on the internet. So we're
nice.
Pretty happy about that. Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good for you, buddy. Well, you do a great job of it. Anybody that's interested in it, for sure, it's great listening. A variety of guests, like on a regular basis. It's the who's who of the outdoors. And it's called Bluefish Radio. How do folks get it? See, I'm new to this whole thing. How do folks get Bluefish Radio?
It's on iTunes. So if you subscribe to iTunes, whether your Apple phone or whatever, it's on Spreaker.com. You can download it there. And I just found out the other day when I said to my Google Home speaker, hey, Google, play the Bluefish Radio show. And it did.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I can do that. I think I could do that. I'm sure I could do that. I'm going to try when I get home. So we were talking about carp and your love of carp, and of course my interest in carp. I have to be honest with you. We've all caught it carp incidentally when we're fishing for other fish, but my interest really started to grow about 10 years ago when I started getting involved in carp fishing. And now, you know, I got to be honest with you. It's starting to get harder and harder. If I have a day off and I can spend it fishing, it's getting harder and harder not to put carp in the mix anymore, because it is just a wonderful species. And I love, particularly love introducing children to it. And it's my go-to game. You know, if I've got to entertain kids, it's my go-to game for sure.
I agree. I mean, it's really is a social activity because, number one, you're doing it from shore. You're doing it with rods that you put in a rod holder, and you get a little beeper that lets you know when you get a bite. So you don't even have to hold on to the fishing rod, right? You just you have these special bait runner reels that have two drag systems. So one drag, it's a light drag that allows the line to run. You don't forget to put that on, otherwise your rod's going to get towed into the river in a heartbeat, and you'll never see it again. But it's a social activity, and then you know it's unfortunate right now we can only fish with one rod in Canada, in Ontario for carp, and you go across the St. Lawrence River and they're fishing with two. So where do all the tourists go when they come for some this amazing carp fishing on the St. Lawrence River? They go to this American side because there's two rods, we only have one. Wow, that's why you got to bring the kids, right?
Well, we're about to change that, my friend. We're about to change that. I have it on very good authority that we are very close to getting that changed. In fact, you know, I don't mind going out on a limb here and saying I have a good feeling that before the Fishing Canada Carp Cup, which takes place next week, that we may have an announcement, which will be great news for all of us. And it's been a long road, let me tell you. But it's coming. Oh,
that's fantastic. That's fantastic. And I'm working with some of the city engineers down there along the St. Lawrence where they're redesigning some of the bridges, updating the bridges. And they asked me to get involved in how to make the shores around those bridges more angler-friendly, right?
Nice.
So, yeah. So they're thinking about this, right? And, you know, they realize it's a valuable and popular activity.
Oh, for sure. I mentioned before, and I got to get back to this one because a lot of people are probably scratching their heads right now, especially those of them who do fish tournaments. I mentioned that you fish tournaments. And so the question has got to be, how in the hell do you pull that off?
Well, you know, I have a boat. I'm a lucky guy. I'm sponsored, and I have a truck, and I have buddies, right? So I have a buddy for my walleye fishing, a buddy for my bass, a buddy for muskie, and you know, people who share passion on different species. So we fish in my boat. I don't drive my big boat. You know, I have my boater certificate, and I actually had to pull it out the other day at a tournament, a walleye tournament. My buddy forgot his, so the OCC were going to lay a charge on him. I said, "Hang on, I got mine," and they said, "You can't drive the boat." I said, "Well, I could drive the electric motor." Got us off.
Oh, that's fantastic, man. You got a great sense of, you know, the thing about you that I think everybody that knows you and has been blessed with the opportunity to meet you, I think they all say the same thing. Your attitude is just like out of this world, and it's just fantastic. And it makes people like us who take everything we have for granted, you know, it makes us really look within ourselves and say, what have you got to complain about? Listen to Lawrence. Listen to the love and the passion that he has for everything around them. And all of a sudden it makes your life look really good, you know? So, I thank you for that.
Oh, Angelo, I thank you for that comment. I have to admit, you know, when you lose something significant, and going blind is a very significant thing. I mean, it leaves you like a baby, right? Except you're fully conscious, except you have to learn how to live life all over again. Walk, talk, you know, brush your hair, dress yourself, feed yourself. It's a whole relearning process when you lose your sight. But you can do it. It takes a year or so. And with good friends and good support, then I think the main thing is, though, not to use your friends overly demand from your friends. You know, you got to give back. And I always find that giving back more than I get is the formula, right? Just give back more than you take, and then everyone's happy.
I think anybody who's ever met you at a sportsman's show or an outdoor show or fishing show or any event where they've gone and maybe just kind of ran into you at a booth or something, I think they all feel the same way. You're one of the great outdoor ambassadors that we've got in this part of the world, my friend. And keep it up. What can I say? You're never going to get old. Anyways, I noticed you. How come you don't age? Is it got to do with the sight thing? Because every time I see you, you're looking younger and younger.
And not a single gray hair on my head.
That's right.
That's not true.
If you want to find out more about Lawrence or maybe keep an eye on him, as it were, you can go to lawrencegunther.com. We have it posted on our site, but it's lawrencegunther.com. And don't forget Bluefish Radio. Check it out. Very exciting. They even had me on that show. Can you imagine?
One of our fishing giants. Yeah, absolutely.
My friend, an absolute pleasure. I mean that from the bottom of my heart, and I wish you all the best for this coming season. I hope to run into you soon again out there in the field somewhere. Maybe we can share a boat together. How's that?
That'd be so cool, man. I have that on my bucket list now, so anytime.
All right, brother. You take care.
Thanks, man.
Lawrence Gunther. It's lawrencegunther.com, and like I said, we'll post it on our website. Great guy. What a great, great attitude towards life.